going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
So, you know, I usually come late to the party. Others are always, you know, digging real deep when it comes to these prospects. I have my favorites. I have those that I like and I don't like, and we will get to those at some point this week. I'm really fired up for the Niners. But everything's up in the air with them. And, like, who's coming to camp? Who's not? And God, we're doing this again. Let's get into the Giants, though, to start. Because last night's game, I like talking about games. The games that happen. The Giants have been one of the best stories in sports right now in terms of them kind of coming out of nowhere. And because of the Warriors being as popular and the rejuvenation it feels like Jimmy Butler has provided the organization, the, you know, lifeline to Steph Curry, it's kind of clouded what has been a great first month for the San Francisco Giants. If I was scripting a great month for Buster Posey, it would look something like this, where, you know, you've been resilient, you've won in a variety of ways. Guys that you've hung on to that maybe people were kind of sick and tired of have been key contributors. Mike Yastrzemski, Wilmer Flores. Are you kidding me? Last night, Camilo Duvall, who I'll admit, I have done the full circle on him. I loved him. I was like, what's going on with him? Let's trade him. I want to move him for anything. And now I'm all the way back around of, I'm starting to love him again. And I look at, you know, the way that they've been winning games, it feels like it's a different person every single night. They're a fun team. Like, they truly are a fun team. And they're one of the more positive stories in baseball right now.
They are fifth in Major League Baseball in runs batted in. They can hit the ball. And you know what I like about this team? You use the word resilient. They answer back quickly,
yeah,
more often than not. So another team scores and they jump up to a lead. You know what? Quick answer. Whether it's one run, whether it's two, you don't have to get them all back at once. But just having that quick response is so much different than what we've seen the last few years. When they get down early, they get, all right, so this game's going to get away from us. All right, well, let's go to player X in the bullpen because I don't know his name. You don't know his name, but we're going to go to him because this is going to be a bullpen game, right? It's been so refreshing to actually see names that I'm familiar with and them just sticking around. Whether that is Flores, whether that is, you know, the Willie Adames, so who's playing his old team, right? Whether it is Matt Chapman, Robbie Ray, who's obviously won a Cy Young in the past, who's been up and down. I thought it was a gutsy performance yesterday, but it hasn't been the best I've seen from him. But it was nice to see Hayden Birdsong go out there, grind it out three innings. And you know what? I know you've been very high on him. You've been fan number one when it comes to one Hayden Birdsong. And you know what? He keeps doing this. Maybe he will have an opportunity to get back into the rotation at some point, the starting rotation, that is. But I know he's having fun. 4 Ks yesterday, 3 innings pitched, only allowed one hit, a couple walks, but you know what? Nothing too bad. And Duvall, like,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We were talking about this yesterday when it comes to closers. It used to be, you knew all the closers.
Johnny Wetland.
Right? You knew them.
Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman.
Grant Balfour, Jim yes. Johnson, right?
Even that era, absolutely.
Just random, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it feels like, whether it's this new iteration of just, you know, closer by committee, which is what it feels like. Oh, Kenley Jansen's, right? Like, those guys are fading out. The Craig Kimbrels, right? I don't even know if he's on a team anymore.
The Papelbons.
The Papelbons, like... It's few and far between, so like I'm not going to be super concerned. Like, oh, they don't have a solidified closing role. It would be nice to have one, but you know, if it's a Ryan Walker here or there, or if it's a Camilo Duvall here or there, just get the damn win and get the damn save, and then we'll figure it out down the line. That's all I care about. So for him to get that confidence, as you've alluded to, was huge yesterday. And 5-2 win, and they get the 3-out save there in the ninth inning. And it was just nice to see a nice ballpark. It was beautiful. Like, watching the game last night, it was just a beautiful night at the ballpark, too, on a Monday.
And it really feels like the fans have picked some players that they like. It feels like Jung-Hoo Lee, this first month, has been exactly what the doctor ordered for him. You know, when you miss almost the entire year last year and you hurt yourself the way that he did with the shoulder, you're kind of zapped of getting to know the guy.
Yeah.
And it feels like this first month, he's been their best player.
Well, anytime... you sign a player to a fat contract and then he barely plays and gets hurt.
And you've never seen him. And he's coming from the KBO.
Correct. And you know nothing about the guy. It's like,
right?
Well, okay, that's great. It's not good. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
And that's not fair to Jung-Hoo Lee, obviously, but it's just a fan's perspective. It's like, great, you spent all this money. Mm-hmm. When we want guys like Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Juan Soto, you get Jung-Hoo? Yeah, WHO, I don't know who this guy is, but all of a sudden this year he's become a fan favorite. You know why? Because he's contributing to wins.
Yeah.
That's what matters. And he has a flair for the dramatic. He does.
He really does. And defensively, he's been excellent out there. His arm is really good. For me, offensively, what I've been really just kind of blown away with, he just barrels up a lot of balls. He's not a guy that hits weak contact. He may not be hitting, 500-foot home runs or anything like that, but he just line drives the ball all over the place. He puts together good at-bats. He knows how to foul off with two strikes. I'm just very impressed with him. He's a really nice player. You know, they've gotten off to this hot start, and it feels like Logan Webb hasn't even had any real signature wins, even though he's pitched out of his mind. The other night, he had 12 strikeouts, no walks, and he gets the loss, and he's reliving the Matt Cain experience.
I keep seeing the Matt Cain memes. Like,
unreal.
You just see him on your feed if you're on Twitter. It's just like, oh, well, that means just they lost, and it was Logan Webb who gave up a one run or two
runs. It's unreal.
It's unreal, and it was just one run at that point against the Angels, who took two or three against the Giants. But the Giants, they keep winning, and you know what? You know where they're at for all that wins, all those that pace? Third place in the NL West, because it's just a stacked division. Yeah, but you know what? I don't care about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about that.
I'm with you.
You just keep playing your game, whether you win the division or not. There's that third wild card spot now. So none of that really matters as far as I'm concerned. And just keep winning and good things happen. And you know what? I don't care if we're talked about nationally at all. I'd rather stay under the radar. Let the Padres, let the Dodgers, let the Mets, they can get all the coverage they want in the NL, and I'll just slide on the radar like I've done in 2010, 2012, 2014, and then we sprung up on anyone. Not saying they're winning World Series, people, but that was the recipe. No one talked about them until they had to.
No, and quite frankly, I feel like their rotation, which I thought was going to be a strength of the team, has been kind of disappointing. Maybe I had too high expectations.
That's the thing. I thought that was going to be one of their strong points this year, and it's been kind of like, well, I could say their weak link, but it definitely hasn't been one of their strengths, that's for sure.
No, it really hasn't. And so I'm just looking at it right now. Like, I think that they're in a really good spot. Willie Adames has done almost nothing. You know, love the guy, but he's done almost nothing.
It's early.
Matt Chapman has been feast or famine, which is kind of the Matt Chapman experience. Yeah. You've got nothing from Lamont Wade Jr. I mean, when I mean nothing, I mean nothing. Going into yesterday's game, he was 5 for 55, batting under 100, okay? The catcher position, and Bailey got a hit yesterday. I mean, he's 175, I want to say, batting average right now with an under 200 OBP. So you look at it, and you're like, shortstop, your production has been bottom five in Major League Baseball. First base, your production has been bottom two in Major League Baseball. Catcher spot, I'm talking about offensively. Mm-hmm. Catcher spot, even though he's been great defensively, Bailey, he's been bottom three, and him and Huff behind the plate. So, like, all of that is happening where you're winning games and really you haven't been firing on all cylinders offensively. So I think if you had four or five guys just tearing the cover off the ball, I'd be like, they're going to come back down to earth. They can play a lot better offensively.
They can. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We got Anthony Slater coming up at 8:30 today, our Warriors insider for The Athletic, and that's going to be courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Anthony Slater doing a hell of a job covering this team all season long. Warriors up 1-0 over the Houston Rockets, looking to put a chokehold on this series early, going up 2-0, and then come back for Game 3 at Chase Center this Saturday. That would be a massive, massive win, and a massive game tonight on the other side, where you're going to be playing the winner, if the Warriors do advance, of this series between the Lakers and the T-Wolves. That's going to be tonight. I'm sure a lot of us are going to be locked in on that game to see if the Timberwolves can go up 2-0 in that series and go back to Minnesota and put a chokehold on that series. That would be something. And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on those platforms, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Giants win, and they improved to 15-8 on the season. And you know what? I know a lot of people, baseball, it's not their thing right now, because a lot of them are, let's be honest, Warriors fans in this area. That's basketball. We're in playoff mode. We're in playoff mindset. But I do think it's important to celebrate when teams are actually playing well.
Especially when, like, we've dumped on them for what feels years, like 4 years in a row.
Years. We've been just crapping all over them in the Farhan Zaidi era. And this is different. It does feel a little different. And it's a breath of fresh air. And we will celebrate it. Do we have to talk about them for 4 hours? No, but it's important to talk about them when they are playing well, because sooner or later, the Warriors season will end at one point, and we will be talking about the Giants. No, just seriously, it'll end. Hopefully, much later rather than sooner, the Warriors season on. Maybe it'll be a championship. And you know what? We'll be talking about dubs into the summer. But I want to be able to talk about dubs and Giants at one point. And we are going to be talking about the 49ers, because there is huge things happening in Santa Clara.
No doubt.
Starting today.
And you know, one thing about the Giants right now that, you know, it's gone so under the radar. Like, the Jimmy thing has just, it's taken over the area. Would we all agree? Right? Like,
Jimmy mania has swept.
Yeah, right.
San Francisco.
And when you combine
Oakland,
Jimmy with Steph, you know, like, obviously that's going to be the headliner, and it's going to engulf any other topic. I mean, it's so big right now in Warrior Land. Has anyone even brought up, like, around here, like, the Purdy contract situation? Not really. We're talking about the quarterback of the freaking Niners.
Yeah.
I mean, like, outside of the best player on the Lakers, or the best player on the Cowboys, or the best player on the Yankees, like, the best player at the best position at the Niners, like, that is a glamour spot.
Yeah.
We can all acknowledge that. So it's engulfed everything, Jimmy and Steph, rightfully so. I've just enjoyed, like, on a Monday night when there's not a Warrior game and there's not anything in particular. Like, I was casually watching Nuggets Clippers and Pistons Knicks. I flip on the Giants. I'm like, dude, this team's fun. They're middle of the pack in terms of stolen bases, which I couldn't say the last 5 years. They do strike out a lot. They're a top five team in terms of the amount of times that they strike out. They hit a lot of doubles, though. And to me, it's not just hitting gap shots. it's also the speed on the team has been elevated, and they play a fun brand of baseball where it feels like there's actually a cat and mouse game going on between, you know, whoever gets on first base and the pitcher, because you can only throw over three times. Defensively, they've been good. That's fun. They've been kind of an adventure in terms of the starting rotation, and so you don't know what you're going to get on any given day. The bullpen has been better than advertised in for the most part. I know the Ryan Walker game over the weekend has been something that left a lot of people frustrated. But, like, you're seeing Tyler Fitzgerald, a young player, kind of, like, settle in. You've seen Jung-Hoo Lee, a guy they signed to a big deal, really settle in. Mikey Skremski playing good ball right now. Now, Elliot Ramos has been up and down. Defensively, he's been outstanding. And he does, you know, top three in the team in hits, and he plays every single day. Like, he's been good. Willy Adames defensively has been good. Offensively, I think he can be better. There are a lot of really fun stories right now. And so just casually turning the Giants on a Monday night and checking in on them, it's not a task to watch them. They're actually fun.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.